Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Tell me what you like, what you like, what you know. Ooh, baby. flip flops.
Just vibe with me. I can run a bubble bath while we sip champagne. Turn up the turntables and pump the slow jam. For the rough take, yo, I take your bell. You could be my cuddle buddy, I guess I won't tell it.
Coach your eye, but I'm just trying to stay grounded and you get so fly. So how about we reach a medium and take a ride through the breeze and the sunshine? Is that alright? Just chill for a minute, lose track of time, take time for a minute, share your heart and mind. And honestly, I wouldn't mind if you were mine. I'm just saying how I feel if you don't mind. And we can take time, no, we can take it slow. Take the road, let's travel, mommy, let me know. But you got a hold on me, I can't let you go. I love the way that you walk and you smile and all that. The way that you talk, baby girl, you all that. You something quite special, so I'm hoping we can rap. Just a little more to put us both on the right track.
Just vibe out. Cause you know you wanna vibe out.
Do you wanna vibe out?
Come and be with me or find out. Don't let you do what you do. Why not just change?
Yo, what up, son? Yeah, happy New Year's, man. You too. Yeah, man, it's crazy cold out here right about now, man. Yeah, I'm just chilling in the coupe, you know what I'm saying? Windows up, driving through the city, smoking the Alfa Dolo, you know how we do. And shit I be thinking about is crazy, son.
Well, this is Torius was here. What if he was around? Would all these niggas claim to be king? Who would wear the crown? And what if Pac was still thugging? What if he was alive? Would all these niggas still be screaming out, ride or die? What if Milli Vanilli record never skipped on stage? They be the illest con niggas in the game today. Yo, what if Jordan never had Scotty? What if Sammy never had a Gotti? What if New York without Giuliani? What if Mike Tyson for Ali in his prime? What if Will Smith got gangsta star cursing in rhymes? What if Eric never met Parrish? Think they be making dollars? What if they never made candy paint for Impalas? My down south niggas are wild out, word up. My west coast niggas are wild out,
word up.
What if computers shut down for the Y2K? What if N.W.A. never had Dre? What if Eminem was black? Would he have sold 5 mil? Or been 1 out of 5 million rappers with no deal? What if you had to pay for air, $1 for breath? Half the hood would fucking pass out and choke to death. What if hip-hop was banned in 52 states? They give you 5 years, a piece of records, CDs, and tapes. What if the world stopped? No more time, fuck a watch. What if there's no laws, no jails, and no more cops?
Shit is crazy. Shit is crazy. Shit I be thinking about.
Yo, it's just questions that I ask myself when I analyze the world when I'm by myself. Think some bugged out shit when I'm by myself. Drinking weed, smoking Hennessy, or by myself. Questions that I ask myself.
that shit will all be high.
Blowing chronic in the White House, smoke in the sky.
What if they never made the Coupe 5, what would I drive?
Probably a 430 drop, roofless with buggy eyes.
What if Fred and Matt freestyle,
they battled on stage?
What if Doc had bald head and Onyx had braids?
What if history was changed,
slavery reversed?
When black ladies see white boys and clench their purse?
What if Diallo didn't get shot 41 times?
What if the kids was popular that went to Columbine?
What if you would have dunked it?
Had it faded away, the Knicks would have been the champ.
Wouldn't have got traded away.
Yo, what if Front never met?
Would I have been an MC?
What if it's CeeLo, you win by rolling 1, 2, 3?
What if the world stopped?
No more time.
Fuck a watch.
What if there's no laws,
no jails,
and no more cops?
Shit is crazy. Thinking about,
yo, it's just questions
that I ask myself when I analyze the world when I'm by myself. I think some bugged out shit when I'm by myself, drinking weed, smoking Hennessy, or by myself. Questions that I ask myself when I analyze the world when I'm by myself. I think some fucked out shit when I'm by myself, drinking weed, smoking Hennessy, or by myself. Questions that I ask myself.
Thinking about looking at the window, all I see is rain. Feeling the pain, gunshots out my window. Another nigga gets slain. What am I to think? Drinking this weed, smoking this Tennessee, ain't another like me, crazy. Fuck your young, fuck the world, fuck America.
Yeah, man, it's raining outside. I'm just looking out the window, man, you know what I'm saying? I see the whole city. What if the world were one color, what kind of world would it be? Everybody the same color, Stevie Wonder would speak. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal, I had trees for days? What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it's Trinidad James. But what if this had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reeboks never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? Cause probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King's dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? Shooter never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. What if BMF never got knocked by the feds? What if Black Just never got shot in the leg? What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both would probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no la-di-da-di. What if they stopped making those Air Force Ones? I'd be all up, I love my Air Force Sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if they stopped snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if.
Everybody talking what if.
I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking with if. If fifth was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking with if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking with if. If fifth was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Good morning and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online. I've opened the doors up. I've saved you a seat. Come on in, sit down, relax, and hang out with me for the next 2 hours. As you know, it gets a little busy around my house, you know, Saturday mornings. Listening for my daddy. I got my grandbaby this weekend. She was up bright and early, so been entertaining her and getting her breakfast and everything. So I still need to listen for my daddy so I can make him some coffee and get him breakfast and get him going. But I went ahead and opened up the show with D. Mills with his piece, Tell Me More, going into Miss Tony Hill with Vibe Out. Then I had to play back-to-back Fredro Starr, What If, 1 and 2. And let me just say something about, like, Fredro Starr. Well, first of all, I'm really proud to represent him and be a part of his Monarchy Records family. But when it comes to hip-hop, if you want to know what type of hip-hop I like that style. I came up with Black Sax. I am not a hip-hop head. I did not come up, like, listening to hip-hop. And more so was introduced to it in 2009 by my son, and he has a brother that's part of a group, Mike Mack in Harlem, and then Black Stax came into my life at that point, and Yidam Sek and LaRue. I like that kind of hip-hop that makes you think, that tells a story. I love the cadence of it and where, you know, the beat really, really blends, and it's really, to me, it's like a piece of art. And you just find yourself kind of bobbing your head and saying, you know, what if, you know, and I really kind of like that. I don't know if that's a direction that Fredro's going to stay and kind of do different versions of what if. But if you really think about it, you think about some of the things that he puts into those two tracks, and it's like, what if? Because I know that even just in my own life, when I go through different situations or whatever, I say, what if? And, man, we do that all the time, right? So I really appreciated these two pieces, you know, because it just, it touched me. It got to me. And I think that's what music is all about. I think that we have a style that just really grabs us and makes us pay attention. And then others are just kind of like, okay. It doesn't mean that the person doesn't have a talent. But you know what? It comes down to a matter of taste. And I know that it's really challenging for me being Lady Flava and people trying to grab my attention. And they get upset if I don't like something that they do a lot of times. And I'll just keep it real with you. There are certain tones that I really like. It doesn't mean that a person doesn't have talent if I don't like their tone. But there are certain tones that I really, really like. And so, you know, that's what grabs my attention. I like storylines. I like something that's going to make me think and relate to it. I also like music that really doesn't have a purpose in its words, but the beat is so great it just kind of makes me want to move. So that music does those things. It can do a variety of things. So anyway, I was kind of selective in how I decided to start today out because I don't know, you know, these pieces, you know, had a purpose for me. So let me jump back into a track, and I got a call coming in from International, so let me jump into Photogenic by International Nova.
Diamond, International Nova.
It's a photogenic mama, yeah, she's so bad. A supermodel on that runway, so fast. Ha, she got the 6-inch heels, but shorty looking right, got a nigga trying to feel. Shit, for real quick, take a photo and bend it over, shorty, damn, that's a photo. Ha, I throw the bands for that promo. Bands that make a dance, I get a dance, throw it up. Go, 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 go down. And put it on me, shorty, slow down. I put it down for the night, but she can get it anytime, hit it on sight. And baby girl, I'm your photographer. Only time she's good when I'm up inside of her. I think this girl, she the right one. Miss photogenic, hold it down with the night come.
Hold on to our soul.
See, I'ma tell you what the problem is. She was raised by a father who's a pimp. I'm
okay. It's kind of a crazy morning here at Flavor Coffee House, but hopefully everything will kind of calm down now. Daddy is taken care of. I took my international phone call, said I had to get back to them. And I think my grandchild is set. She just took these old pair of shorts that she had that had a rip on them, and I originally kind of cut it so that it could fit one of her stuffed animals, and she put it on Shadow, the black cat. So I am going to have to get a picture of him before he freaks out about having this on him. And the other cat is, okay, don't start fighting now. Don't so Friday. Okay, the cats are wanting to fight. So anyway, how are you this morning? I hope you're well. It is pouring down rain here in Seattle. And, man, I don't know what to say. It's just the rain really, really needs to stop. If you've heard anything about Washington State, we had a horrific landslide about 50, 55 miles north of where I live, up in an area called Oso Darrington area in the Snohomish County, and several lives have been lost. I want to say it's now 24 with like 90 still accounted for, but it's really, really sad. And with the weather, you know, being this way with the continuous hard rains, it's making it very, very difficult for the teams going in, doing searches and trying to clear out the area and everything, you know, to do their job. And my prayers definitely go up and out to them. So let me just tell you who I played in this last set. I went into International Nova with his piece Photogenic. He is another artist who is with Monarchy Records of Spectrum Music Group. Going into my girl Coley Williams with Where Everywhere I Go. And then my sister Dahara September up in Canada with You'll Find Your Way. Going into Do Damage with She's Like Heroin, and then closing out that set with Anthony David, Away From Me. So I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing. I'm kind of really, really switching it up for you this morning. Sometimes I go in one direction, and I never plan it. It just, you know, I just kind of wing it every day. Every time I do a show, I wing it. I never do a playlist. I think some people really would like me to, just so that they would know when I'm going to play them. I don't know. You know, I've got so many artists on here, and I just basically kind of go with my mood. I'll be honest. It's my show, right? I go with my mood. And, you know, who happens to pass and catch my eye. So you know what? I'm going to jump into some more music, and I'm going to play Halon Keith with his new single, Crazy.
Halon. Halon Keith. He's not responding. He's not responding.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy, and this is what I get from you. Shining far beyond
your headlights,
it must have been your wall.
I don't know what this broken man was thinking.
It seems like it's really what he wanna do, yeah.
Locked tight behind these white walls,
with no sight,
my mind is drifting off
to an eagle flying far beyond a mountain peak.
This lonely feeling that's in my heart and never sleeps.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy, and this is what I get from you. Going in and out,
up like this. The state I'm in, I miss your kiss. We had it all, just you and me. This journey of love is driving me crazy.
I miss you, baby. holding me down. I won't stop crying, but gravity's forcing my tears to the ground. I wanna be high, but gravity's got me low. I wanna run away from you, but gravity keeps pulling me back in your arms. I wanna be like eagles, but gravity's got me acting like a caged bird. Why do I love you? Gravity's got me concerned. Complicated, heartbreaking, don't want to discuss it any further. Why do love got to hurt? Why it can't be easy? Tell me.
fired me up and took control. I held your face in my hand and felt my life moving. Suddenly I didn't know if I could stand to lose you. Watch you walk away from me, back out of the
welcome you to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I keep my baby alive. I don't know how many of you realize I actually owned and built a coffee house called Flavor Coffee House in North Seattle, and I ran her since from 2003 to 2008, and that's where I actually, you know, became Lady Flavor. That's where I was birthed and really got involved with the arts and the literary community and everything. And then it was very easy for me to transition into just being an artist cheerleader. And who would have ever thought, you know, from those days to now, I would actually be Okay, I don't know what just happened, but that was kind of crazy. All of a sudden, it seemed to kind of go dead or whatever. But anyway, you know, from the days of owning a coffee shop to now being a part of an amazing indie record label, it's like a dream come true for me, because my goal was always to be a part of a collective where I could be in a position that would help artists take things to the next level. As a struggling business owner to getting involved with artists that just really, really strive hard to be recognized and seen and known for their talents to, you know, I hate the term really, really struggling and starving, right? But it's just a fact, right? You know, it's many try to strive. The goal is to live off of their art, right? And I do know, you know, several that do. But at the same time, I know even more that really, really struggle and really, really make sacrifices to be a creative soul and to, you know, just try to angle themselves, try to position themselves in a place, in a way to take things to the next level, to, you know, eventually obtain the ability to live off of their creativity. And so now, being a part of Spectrum Music Group, I get to be in that position where I'm influential in an artist, being able to be signed to one of the labels, to also being a part of the team that helps move the success of the artists out there in front of the masses. So it's really, really exciting for me, you know, to be Lady Flava, to do the radio shows, to have the opportunity to share many, many of the talents that come my way right here on Flava Marlux Radio. And you'll hear a variety of music, and I like that, especially here at the coffee house, because I believe that there's a way of blending them together. I believe in exposing people to music art forms that maybe they're not really, really used to. It has really opened my eyes, especially being a part of Spectrum Music Group, because they've got so many record labels and support a variety of genres, that it has exposed me to music that not necessarily I am known to play, and more so that's because I'm not really connected to the artists that play that type of music. And so it's opened my ears, and it's funny because when I go to LA Fitness, I put on Spotify and I listen to the Spectrum Music Group channel, and you know, it's a little hard to get into the workout when I listen to maybe Tony Terry or you know, somebody, you know, Robbie Dupree or something that's a little bit more mellow. But there's some really, really good music on there too. And, you know, when I'm on that exercise bike and everything, you know, it allows me to really, really listen, you know, to the music and get familiar with the artist. And, it's really expanding what I have an appreciation for. And so this is really, really a great time for me in my life to be a part of all this and to evolve, just like all of you are trying to do, evolve into what your greatness is. Every day, it is a work in progress every day, and probably will never get to that point of saying, you know what, I've arrived, you know, because I really believe in evolving. I really believe in learning and growing. And even in this last year, in 2014 alone, I've ran into some challenges. I'm going to keep it real. Went into this year positive with a very, very good attitude. And I think if it was not for that, I think the challenges that I have faced already would have set me back. But because I was so goal-oriented going into this year, and as my brother Jace would say, forward movement, that we're just going to move through this year, just not letting anything stop us, I think with that attitude and with that motivation, it helped me go through the challenges. You know, I didn't see them coming. I didn't. But do we ever really, really see it? I think sometimes we can predict that something might go south, you know, but I think that some of the stuff I didn't really see coming, and learned some very hard lessons. I have been encouraged to write a book, you know, over a couple of years. I mean, being involved with authors and the literary community for many, many years and, you know, reading books for review and all of that. I've thought it through about writing my own book and what that would look like. And some of it, will be based on just information. And some of it's just going to be stories. And the stories that I want to share are just to kind of make you aware of what can come about, whether it's a blessing or whether it's a challenge, you know. And as I talk about on many of my shows, you know, attitude is everything, and how we go through the storms and how we face those challenges is up to us. We can sit there and put so much blame on other people, and in doing that, you know, we give them a lot of power. And I'm really not into giving negative power. And so I'm really, really trying to change my thought process and how I handle situations that come my way. And I get through it much faster than I did when I was younger. I'll be honest with you, man. I would shut down and I'm done, you know. But sometimes I have to regroup and I have to reevaluate how I'm going to handle something. And, you know, and I'm doing a lot of things that work better for me. I think it's very good to take into consideration what is in the best interest of other people. But for me, it's definitely blossomed into, you know, what works for me. Because if I'm not healthy, if I'm not strong, if I'm not there and I'm not motivated, I'm no good to anybody else, you know. And so I guess I better tell you who I played in my last set, right? I played Halon Keith with Crazy. You heard a little bit of Monica Monet in there. And then going into Jonathan Winstead with I Miss You Girl. And then I did play Monica Monet's Gravity. And then Let Us See with Coffee. And closing out this last set with Veronique and her Police Playground. So I hope you're enjoying the diversity of the music that I am playing for you today, this morning, this afternoon, depending on where you are. And let me jump into another artist that is signed to Monarchy Records. He actually called into my Spectra Spotlight show the other day, which was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. I'm going to play Chris Starr with Your Show. Thank you.
didn't wanna wake you. And I never said a word. I thought that I had hurt you, but no. Now I'm a long way from home, and I'm trying not to reach out for the phone. I just want you away.
Even if I let you go in. I wanna knock, we're better than your crew. And baby, I ain't trying to break your heart, I'm just trying to protect mine. I'm staring at the clock like I'm trying to collect time. It's hard to do right when there ain't much left. I guess the answer's to the text of
what I could be, what I feel.
guess your love was never really unconditional.